Blog Talk Radio.
This is Barn Goddess Barbecue and More, and I am hosting Friday Night Lights for Daryl because I'm live in Madeira Beach, and let's see, we're a little late here because they had a shrimp contest, and Bola Rush and the boys all had hamburgers for us, and Miss Deb's over here. Here, I'm just going to stop and say hi because I got to go do an interview, but we're here with Mama Bola Rush, and you are the pumpkin roll queen of FDA. You really are. And you know it, don't you?
Absolutely, we may not be.
Why? Oh, really? I know, you make an amazing pumpkin roll. Lovely spread out you guys had tonight, and we appreciate it. So you guys are like the little mom tops over here. She's so shy. Okay, so anyway, she was sitting here. We wanted to say hi. Anyway, we're at Madeira Beach, and let me tell you, this is in conjunction with the Old Salt Fishing Tournament. It is packed here. We are really in a tight area. Oh, my gosh. There's trucks blocking Port Alette. I mean, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit. The fact is there is no room to do anything. So we're over here with, and you know, I forgot the name of your team.
Disco Pig.
We're here with Karen and Mike Espy. And, you know, it's a weird thing that I even remember your guys' last name, but I went to school with a girl named Debbie Espy. Oh. So when I saw your thing, I'm like, I'll always remember that. So tell us your story, because I just remember reading it and then seeing you guys. But tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Florida.
Well, I guess we decided we wanted to get to warmer weathers and closer to family. So we decided to move here last year. We've been cooking for a while now, but under a different name. We started in 2009.
In KCBS, right?
Yeah. KCBS.
In Shawnee, Kansas. Yeah, we're from Shawnee. We just moved to Jacksonville a year ago.
Yeah. There's no place like home, but that's the same difference.
It's cold there.
From where you're doing now. And so, you know, we see you guys, and a lot of people see you as new people, but you're not, obviously. You know, I came over today. You guys cook on Yoders, which are lovely machines. You want to talk a little bit about that? You're the Yoder expert.
He loves them, I guess. He likes the way they cook. He likes the big meat on the big one and the little meat on the little one.
Well, and, you know,
our OBR supporters, as you can see.
Yeah, and which is really good.
Member.
Are you really?
Yes,
we are.
Mike went Joplin with
the original
guys.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, between that and what they're doing with that million meals or 100,000 meals, I think it should be a million meals. But what's going on, I mean, barbecue people have, oh, I'm talking about with that new program that KCBS has put out.
Oh,
between okay. Operation Barbecue Relief and the million meals. And it's basically the meat that we, a lot of times, give away anyway,
yeah.
But they're feeding people in need. And so it's
wonderful.
Amazing. When you went to Joplin, I'm sure, you know, I was down at Andrew. I was there the day after with an escort into Miami. So talk to me about your first, because did you drive in? And did you take smokers? What did you do?
Actually, I think I took the spotter. It was number one spotter at that time. We went after Jim Stiff and Sam Hayes went first, and Will Clear and I came that night.
Wow.
This truck was so loaded down with water that it was tilted up.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. And I know from being there with supplies, and I took a box truck into Andrew, you know, people are, the second they see you, they're crying, and, you know, it's a horrible thing to be part of. But then afterwards, you know, you got to have such satisfaction in what's the place. They're shaking their heads. Come on.
I'm sorry. I think you were really shy. I stayed behind because I had a son in school.
Oh, yeah.
Shy.
It's okay. You know what? And here, we'll just say that it is a moving experience, and sometimes it's hard to put into words, but appreciate you jumping in today, too. Might as well say that these guys are a little overwhelmed with this contest. They're doing the best they can do, but you know, here they're passing out shrimp. They don't have anybody to do the bus. And they knew, and oh, Steve and I.
We
handed out all the bus.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, people are, you know, at first they're wanting to grab and pick them out. It's like, take what you get.
Right.
You know.
It takes too long and becomes unfair.
Yeah, it does become unfair. So, you know, I appreciate that you jumped in on that. Can we talk a little bit about your work and play? Can I speak?
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you guys had this?
October.
Oh, so it's new.
It's brand new.
Well, what's the size on this? Because when you guys pulled in yesterday, I'm like, this is a little baby one.
It's 8 feet,
but you can see with that murky bed here that goes up during the day, and then this converts to a bed at night, so you see dinette here.
And you have, where's your strap downs here?
They're on the floor.
Being down there.
Oh, so you guys come all the way up here.
The whole thing is down.
Oh, wow. Because now, when I got here and I saw all your gear outside, you guys have quite a bit of bins and you're pretty loaded down. So for people that don't know, work and play, you know, now they've come out with a cook and play, but you do most of the prep and everything outside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now,
and the toy hauler.
Yeah, yeah.
So the back goes completely down, so it makes it nice to pull out.
Can you actually pull your cat?
No.
It's okay.
Anyway.
There's people that behind me and a dog. As long as you don't let the animal roam around.
We have a baby kitten.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And we didn't want to leave him behind.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I wouldn't want to leave anybody behind. So, now, but you have the ability to cook on that desk, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
kind of desk. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really great. How many times have you done with this so far? Did you buy
this? No, three.
We
did American Royal with the first one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's tasteful.
Yeah,
how did
you guys do?
We did really well on the open.
What?
We got 26 out of 500. And we didn't. We got 26 out of 535 teams.
Yeah, that's really well.
And I got a perfect dessert.
Good. Did you do shrimp today? Wow, really? What did you do?
I did salted caramel egg truffle.
Wow. That's
and I had to borrow everything because we were up against the house. I couldn't find everything, anything. So I begged, borrowed, and it was sold. And I didn't see anything, but I begged and borrowed, and I got a perfect
throw. Oh, that's really great. And what did you learn for that, if you don't mind showing it?
I don't know because the payment was lost. He went out.
I know, that's why I didn't want to hear it. But this is really cool. Would you buy it again? Or is it already too small?
No, it's not too small, but every time we get something, it seems like we see how something could be better.
Right.
And you don't really know until you're in it.
Right.
You really have to use it. Sometimes I wish we could take something out for a weekend.
Rent it. I know. Yeah. I'm looking at a toy hauler right now, and it's a little bit bigger than that. But it has a bunk that I'm going to have to remove because of my stack. Now, your stack's a little tall on the odor.
Is it?
Yeah.
No problem.
But I would have to get rid of the bunk. And, you know, then it's like, okay, then you got wheel wells, which people don't realize almost all of them have wheel wells, don't they?
Yeah.
But yours is hidden on that side.
We got a little bit of one on that side.
Yeah, but
we have it to our advantage to put stuff on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you wish that there was something else that could do with it.
Yeah.
You know.
But it didn't have it. So.
The one thing about these, they're just so expensive compared to the other ones, but they're so well built.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But aren't our trailers for the back have mountable, aren't those more?
Are you talking about the cook and play that they just came out with?
I haven't seen that.
The one I
don't like want more stuff.
Isn't
that more?
The one with the deck.
So convenient.
Well,
you don't have to push anything out.
The boys at the husband wife team from Felda, they bought how long is that? It's got a 10-foot deck, and it's like 20, I'm going to say it's 24 foot because I started drooling when they came in. At Fort Myers, and they had it insulated inside. They did not have
the
roof insulated. So it was like, oh, it's really hot. But they had the walls done, and they had the floor done, and they had the deck, and then the backdrop as well.
Mm-hmm.
And 10 rooms.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's really nice. It's very well built. And then he did the inside, but there's no bathroom. I mean, sorry, but the potty and the shower
yeah.
is pretty important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I think you can put one in. I think it's possible.
Just to put it in.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
it. And with the sleeping quarters,
so. Well, yeah, and I didn't realize that, I mean, this is total efficiency,
mm-hmm.
but it's got to work for everything you're doing. What do you do with this when you're traveling? And I'm pointing to the dinner area with the table. Does it fold
the dining chair, the back flips over, and then it goes up, and it tracks to the wall.
Oh, so your wheel well acts as a support to it, doesn't
yes.
it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the table gets against the wall over there. It has a lift on two buttons.
I've never seen one this size. Did you guys get it in Jacksonville or did you buy it
yes.
over in
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
General
RV. Hope they gave you a deal. Right. Now, do you guys have any sponsors that you want to?
No, but we'd like to have some.
We're open to sponsorship. And what's your next contest? What do you guys got coming up?
We don't have any plan at the moment.
Fun cup. We're going to do fun cup. We haven't
signed up for it yet, but we keep
meeting too. Okay.
Trying to get
good. Well, we know you'll come there every day out of this time. Yeah. So, okay. Well, listen, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Like I said, I stopped by earlier, and you guys are going to go on to Grow Up to Brunch. All right. All right, have fun. Now I'm looking for Jeff Grillin. I think they said they were over there. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to step over and see Tom real quick. We're over at Double T, and I just want to, I don't know if he's in here. He's got his pellet cooker smelling good. The other thing about what's going on at this contest, and we're going over to see, oh, he got a new drum from Jim. Oh, he's all locked up. Anyway, what is really bad here is we've had electrical problems. They've done the best they can do, but we are on mulch. So the second my Mac Daddy hit the mulch, it was barren. And it's going to take five guys. It's going to take five guys to get that Mac Daddy back on the truck. So while I'm walking over to Jeff's Grilling, which is a store in the Tampa area. Okay, they're somewhere. Where's Jeff's Grilling? Do you know? The boys from Jeff's Grilling? Okay, thank you. I'm going to find out. Do you know who that is? Well, guys with brand new metal creeks, so we're going to find out who it is. And then I got to find Jeff Grillin because they're expecting me. Wow. I don't know who this is, but I've got some nice cookers over here. Hey, you're the guy in charge, right? Okay, so I'm gonna,
yeah.
We're live on the radio, and
okay.
I forgot your name. I know they interviewed you.
Tom,
and the old salt. Did you guys make the world record for the we're here at a barbecue competition, but we're also here with a huge fishing tournament, and you were supposed to have 450 teams. Did you make the world record or not?
We didn't break the world record.
No,
we
damn. You guys, I mean,
weather
is weather's going to hurt yet. Hopefully you guys will still make the money that you're supposed to make. Some of the fishing boys were in there last night, so, you know, good luck, Dean. You guys have been, you know, really...
Well, we're excited about it. I don't know if we had a food thing last
night. Yeah.
The dog project over there.
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah.
that. Oh, really?
Big green field and everything.
Oh, now we have mulch and my...
We took that. We weighed 400 tons of mulch, 400 yards of mulch, 220 tons of asphalt to put this stuff on.
Yeah, I know.
And
you guys have been
there used to be a fish outfit set right there that we took down too.
Holy crap. Did you really? How long? I know that this is an old organization, the old salt.
43 years.
You know, Alan McLeod, who was in charge of the barbecue
yep.
thing, but he posts some of the greatest pictures. I fish, and
okay.
I used to tournament fish.
Okay.
So he just posts some of the best fish pictures out there. So.
I do
because of Alan. But like I said, he always has some of the greatest pictures on there. it's really fun. So I'm living vicariously through him fishing. My honey doesn't.
I do too.
Yeah.
I don't get to fish anymore. I get to live vicariously through everybody else.
Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Oh, hi guys. I'm looking for. Oh, you're the inglorious gangster. I know. I almost did. I'm actually looking for Jeff Grillin, but I'd like to say hi to you guys. We're
right.
In front.
Sarasota. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. We're on the air with a Blog Talk radio show. So,
okay.
Are you guys new? I've heard you guys' name called before. Rolling.
We're fairly new. Third competition.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
did,
pretty
nice. We started this year. We just practiced. Darren and I practiced a lot last year, but came out. Started doing.
You got some nice new equipment over there.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
I think it's really too nice.
Okay. Well, I've got a fiance that goes, "You're really buying another cooker?" You know, what do you mean? Somebody sponsored you for a cooker? You know, it's like, really? How many of you can you have? It's like, you can never have too many. All right, guys. Good luck tomorrow. Okay, so we're still looking for Jeff Grillin. Oh, I'm looking for one of them. I've lost them. And Matt Barber's here. So if Matt's out here, I just want to talk to him real quick. Where's Jeff Grillin? Somebody help me. They're over there. Thank you very much. I'm going to be on my way. Okay, so I think Matt's here because his bike's here. Matt Barber's here, and I didn't get to hug him yet. Can you? Oh, well, come here. I want to ask you something. Didn't you think that the coolest thing was we got more money?
That was very cool.
And what I'm referring to, and I mentioned it on my Tuesday night show, is Matt and I just competed in Evans, Georgia. I have to ask how much extra did you get?
It was $700.
Holy crap. Was it a check from Bud?
Yeah.
Because it came yesterday to my house. Here's what happened. So anybody that didn't hear it, and it's a reminder of why, pay attention to what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
They have posted winning to be presented to the pro division. And at the last minute, they included a backyard division and took the monies out of the pro payout. And someone called them on it. And we all received emails that we were getting more money.
Yes, I guess the ruling seems to be if they change the payout, get an email every contestant and they get an approved payout. Yes, that was done. They honored it. They made it right. I took it as
I will after I talk to Jeff Dillon.
I'm taking it this weekend. Thank you for fourth place overall.
I saw that you wrote that, but it's a reason to pay attention to that.
Well, and it's a reason to support that contest because they're stand up. They're going to do the right thing.
Exactly.
And I'll definitely be back.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I got an extra $200, so, you know, I'll take that as I got paid for them hating my birthday, okay? Thanks, Matt. Anyway, Matt's running late, so I'm... Oh, Jeff Grillin, I know you're here somewhere. Oh, here it is. We've got a little sign here. There they are.
Yeah,
just, I'm sorry. I went to the back corner over there. How are you?
Good to see you.
Okay. Nice to see you.
Trevor.
Actually, you were in a group that we were kind of chatting earlier, but I was probably sweating a lot. Yeah, we were over there somewhere. I don't know. Okay, so we're here with the boys from Jeff Grillin. I've been to your store. How old is the store?
Heather and I started the business 10 years ago, and we opened a retail store in 2009.
Okay. Oh, in that same location?
No, at this location since 2009, December of 2009. But before that, we were off of Lazy Lane, which was just a mile south of where we are now.
Oh, okay.
And that was probably 3 or 4 years old, that store. Somewhere on there, yeah.
And you're on Dale Mabry. So if you're ever in the Tampa area, you just Dale Mabry, you can watch for the big green egg that you have out there.
Yeah.
I've been to the store a couple times. Their staff is super friendly and actually pretty knowledgeable because I play dumb and ask questions. And, you know, they were Johnny on the spot. And when I kind of said, I'm just going to look, they left me alone. And, you know, people that don't want to be pressured into something appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, so good for you guys. Now, I didn't know you were going to start competing on your own. So tell me about that.
Well, actually, well, it was kind of fun because Chad Ward was this event. He did classes at our store and said he could try it, and I said, okay, I'd love to try it. We did our first event in Mulberry, which was last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And we got 8th place in pork, and I had to hook me, and I was addicted then, you know. But it's been a lot of fun, and Trevor's been my teammate since we started competing, and we've learned every competition, and it's a great environment out here because all these guys kind of share ideas, and I become better, and really it is a sport. It's a lot of fun.
And when somebody was, you know, whining about what pork butts we were giving them today, and I go, hey, I'm making a sport. You know, see what you're going to do with it. I guess that's what it is. You know, I bought Chairman Reserve three-pack, Restaurant Depot. They're normally really nice. They suck. I have one rack out of six that if I don't come up with at least six ribs on, then I can milk two out of the restaurant. I don't have any control over it.
Yeah.
I mean, none of us do. And that's what makes it a sport. So,
you never know what animal's going to be ready for you.
Or what dumbass butcher just did to the meat. So, you know, we all get briskets, but it's got slices on them and everything else. You're sponsoring Jim Elder with Big Plus. She is one of my sponsors.
Yeah.
And I know I see that you're working with Hawks Fun Wild.
Yeah.
Who, anybody else?
Those are the two teams right now. We're looking at other teams.
No, it's just Barnes out of Club too. You know, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I mean, Jim's a great guy. And
what we look for is we look for people that really love what they do and are very good at it and help others. That's what Heather and I have to do with our business, to help people.
Yeah.
And we really love the whole environment and what this does for folks.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a family thing.
Yeah.
We actually have one of our customers that has gone to our Hawks store and takes a cookie.
Oh, yeah? Who's that? Was that one of Chad's classes, or I know Jim's going to be one of your classes?
Yeah.
Great. And don't you find that right now, even the guy in the backyard wants to know what's going on?
Yeah.
So, congratulations, guys. You want to plug anything that you have a special coming up or anything you want to plug?
Well, actually, next week is June 21st, so we're trying to create the Tampa Bay Backyard Barbecue Battle.
Is that you doing that?
Yeah.
I just heard about it. Okay.
Yeah, the folks at my store as well as other customers said, hey, Tampa really doesn't have its own backyard barbecue battle, so let's try to make one happen. And so next Saturday, the 21st, is our first event ever. And we already have a lot of teams that have signed up. We're still some opening spots. Master Bears is donating quite a bit of meat to help the teams get the first cook on.
Nice.
Shriners is going to benefit from the event.
Great.
As well as the Carolee Conservation Fund.
Okay, I know that.
For the fish.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So anybody wants to be a part of this, go to our website.
Okay, and what is your website exactly?
It's justgrillinflorida.com.
Okay.
And there's no G at the end of grilling.
Yeah, it's grilling like a southern twang with grilling. Okay, yeah. So just grilling Florida. Spelled out or FL?
Florida spelled out.
Okay, .com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, appreciate your time, and, look forward to seeing good things from you.
Thanks for coming by.
Okay, so that's just grilling. And, again, you got, look at here. They got their own little UDS. Did you put that UDS together?
Yeah.
Okay, and was that with a kid from, it looks like a Big Papa's.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your team name? Oh, you know what? I knew I recognized your face. I stopped by and chatted with you like for 2 seconds in Fort Myers.
Yes.
How did you do in Fort Myers?
Good. You got 2 balls.
Okay.
So,
all right. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to run back over just real quick because, like everybody else, are you the one that took the class over at Just Grilling?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your team name?
Blue and AC1.
Oh, okay. I heard them call that today.
Yeah.
And this is your first event. You're by yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And are you using anything secret? You're not using sweet smoke tea juice, are you?
Actually, I
am. Are you?
A little bit there, yeah. I learned from that.
Okay, because I'm going to say, if you need some, he's a sponsor. I'll be happy to get some.
Okay.
You know what? Did you pick these out? Or
did I
you?
Did, yeah.
Those are some nice-ass looking.
Yeah, thanks.
They're a really good size. I bet that was a 21-pound pack. Come on, I know I'm close.
Pretty close, yeah. Pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, they look good, your money muscles.
Yeah, thanks, yeah.
Yeah, especially this one looks like
a
beauty. So first time again,
well, thanks, yeah.
You're cooking all 4 categories?
I am, yeah.
All right, good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks
okay.
very much.
All right, have fun. All right, so we're going to go back over to Double T real quick if I can figure out how to get over there. Like I said, it is very crowded here. We are back-to-back. Let's put it this way. There are trucks in every position. If you are a competition team, you would get here and go, what in the hell have they done? Because I have no idea how people are getting out of here. Fortunately for me, I came in early, and I'm in a decent spot to get out, but I did have to detach. So I'm here with Double T, Tom, And, I saw was your ribs with him. What's the deal? Are you working with Doug?
Actually, Doug and I went to high school together.
You know, I had him on the show last week. He didn't tell me he had the buddy down here.
Real good man.
I love him.
Good product.
I know he
does. So, we're asked to put all of his products together. So,
nice.
We do. Got to support the boys at home.
He is a working machine, and now, you know, he announced that he has the new bacon out.
He is a bacon.
I know he is. He really is. So, that's cool. I saw it when I was talking to Karen and Mike, and I'm like, I got to find out what that's all about. So, Tom, and you are actually a backyard guy. You're moving up? All right. Well, and you're due. I mean, you are. You're doing a great job.
I got a grand and a third grand at the last three.
So you're ready.
Everybody give me a hard time.
I know you said that I busted your ass one day, and you said, don't do that. Because, you know, if that's where you want to be and that's where you're happy, don't listen to any of us. Because we just want you to come out and still enjoy your stuff.
But I really think somebody that has the buck, the motive buck.
On any given Saturday.
Exactly. To get to that point, it's time to move up. You don't need to stay in that door.
Okay. I'm happy for you. And I was telling him earlier, because I knocked on your door, I didn't know if you were in there or not, the assassin, which I have the bigger version of it, the second it hit that
mulch,
it was buried. You know, my Mac Daddy is buried over there right now.
The four guys to get it off the trailer part.
And yours is smaller than mine.
Yeah.
Yours is about 200 pounds smaller than mine. Anyway.
I also want to say something about it.
Okay.
Peninsula Food Service. They're out of Orlando, and they supply all around Central Florida.
I don't know them.
And they sponsor me with my brisket.
Really?
Creek Stone. And they're actually doing my direct pork right now, too.
So really?
They are a very big and good company.
Compact Duroc.
Yes.
Let me tell you know, Jim is a fascinating guy. I have an animal science background. Love talking meat with him because that is truly, it's not just a heritage, it's an improved heritage. So you're cooking with Compact Duroc.
Duroc and a real good person.
Cool beans. Okay, well.
But I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to cooking with you. I'm so glad you're here.
I am. I'm proud of you. And enjoy your juice can. What are you going to cook on the juice can?
Brisket.
Really?
Probably just do a little pork on there, too.
I do my ribs only on it. Love the way they come out. And I've been doing well.
But it's with my
arms. Well, you know, because you've got the two racks here. And we're looking at Jim Elder's Sweet Smoke Chew juice can. And it's got two racks on it. It just does such a great job. You know? Yeah.
I have
to. Well, good luck. Yours doesn't have legs.
The little
studs, they're already buried.
They're buried.
I know.
Here's the thing.
All of us with these juice cans or UDSs, yours looks so much nicer inside. And you have the new improved basket. I have the old crappy basket that I was left in the shop on. But I love this. I mean,
yeah. Way to go.
I'm waiting for all of us.
Way to go.
We're all going to be setting the mulch on fire. But, yeah.
This juice. And rub salt is the only way to go.
All right. Seems like a little commercial coming over here. Sweet John. Thanks, Tom.
Thank
good luck, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. So, again, I want to thank my sponsors. I've got Mac Daddy Smokers out of the Middleburg area. I've got Rec Tech Pellet Cookers. They're out of Georgia. They're out of Augusta, Georgia, Evans and Marietta. I want to thank Royal Charcoal Lump as well as the Pet. I've got cookandpellets.com. I use them exclusively. I prefer the, RecTech uses them too. Their machine is calibrated for them. I like the Perfect Blend, but the one that RecTech has, the same thing is called the, wait a minute, because I just opened it today. I had it sitting there. It's called the, I can't read it. Otherwise, I would tell you so that you would know what was doing good. And, of course, Pirate 50, Dale and his wife doing the custom artwork and trophy. And I'm going to look to see. I actually had a helper this weekend, which was a pleasant surprise because last time I was at the, oops, she's gone, so she might want to get my my tray from the shrimp competition. The last time I went over to the Mac Daddy, hey.
Well,
I got
a hey.
Huh?
Hey.
I said, hey,
good.
Come on, man. Do you believe it's the way these people abuse people when they walk through?
Oh, yeah.
We're here at the Wink. We're here at Wink. Well, Jim, don't go anywhere. We were just talking about your sweet smoke juice can over there at Tom Thorne's and him going pro. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, is he going pro?
Yeah, he's just going to be his last vector.
Oh, this one? Then
yeah.
He's going pro.
Then he's going pro. And we've got Loomis Robin Yelverton with Wink's Barbecue, who's been kicking butt. You guys have been doing so well.
We've been trying hard.
Yeah.
We've been cooking a lot of contests this year. And we've been really fortunate to be able to be in the top few.
In the top few?
Yeah.
We were just talking about how many contests we've been doing.
Yeah.
Like,
what have you done? How many this year?
We've done 13, I think. And by the end of the year, we probably will have done maybe 20.
And how many have you done, Janelle?
Yeah.
We were just talking about, I think this year I've only taken 2 weekends off, but 23, 24 contests I've done. And I think it's going to be like 35 to 38 this year.
That's insane.
And then next year I'm going to come back with that.
He's only going to do
32. After he wins Team of the Year this year.
Right.
That is, you know, he's chasing the points, and actually he's not chasing points. They're chasing him right now. Thank you. Bye, guys. Anyway, what's been different here is we all, 15 of us, went to dinner last night. Jim Elder's birthday was yesterday. My birthday was, well, we were one day apart, so it was, I don't even know what day it is here because we've been here, it's hot, it's rained, we've had horrible weather. Yes, I do. I was wondering, where are you? Okay, let me finish the radio show, but you're here. I didn't know where you were.
Okay,
yeah, and so when we were passing out forks because the guys were so overwhelmed, we just started asking for knives, and one of the guys just handed me a knife, and I didn't know him, and now he's like, hey, give me back my knife. Anyway, the weather has been horrible here, and it's too bad because it's really going to affect the turnout.
What the hell ever, Tommy?
Hi, Griff.
Hey, baby.
All right. Okay, so that was Bliss Creek and Plinos. And I'm over at the shrimp competition. We actually had an ancillary contest, which is the shrimp contest. Did you have some good shrimp? Huh?
Not yet, yeah. We don't want to influence.
Oh, no, I'm just, can you talk a minute on the air? Okay, so let's just step over here. I was fortunate enough, I ran into the president of the so we're here with Alan O'Cloud. And, Alan, you guys have really worked hard. You're telling us about how much gas salt you put in here. We know how much mulch put in the other room.
Yeah.
But, you know, tell us a little bit about what really goes involved.
Well, we put on 3 major events out on this property. This year, next year we'll be back over at a different property, but we had to turn this property into basically a vacant lot and do a lot of construction, a lot of demolition.
Yeah, I heard you tore down a fish house.
Yeah, we did. We sure did. Yep, yep. By ourselves, tore it down and have done a lot of excavation and landscaping ourselves. We basically turned the whole area into a county park for people to come out. So. It's been a lot of effort by a very few amount of volunteers.
That's the way it always is.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
know that.
Yep, it's all for a good cause. So.
How many vendors do you have? Because you're really working this side, even though you're very much a part of the vendors, right?
Yes.
But you're really working the vendors and the barbecue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have 19 vendors out here today.
Is that all?
Yep.
Like a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, we had 19 barbecue vendors.
Oh, okay.
And I think we had somewhere around 56 exhibition.
Okay, now you're talking a little, because I'm like, that's an awful lot of rows there.
Yep, exactly.
And you've got fans and you've got a radio group that's here all the time.
Yep, we're sponsored by the Bone 102.5. And one of the DJs on the Bone has a band Pitbull toddler is going to be headlining tonight.
Okay, cool. All right, well, obviously, we're not going to get the song for too long.
No,
we'll come back and get my tray when you guys are done. Everybody else across the nation. Thanks for being with me. Good night.